listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Today we're talking with Pastor Bob Littleton, so I went to Haiti. I remember I went to Africa, and that was one thing. That was sort of preparatory for going to Haiti. Haiti was devastatingly poor. Now, you've been there a number of times. Explain, missionary trips and how you're involved with that, and how has that changed your heart and head?
Okay, I remember the first time I went to Haiti was just to check it out. Before I went for a weekend. It was a couple months before the earthquake, the big earthquake in Haiti that changed the history of Haiti forever.
That was in Léogâne, the epicenter, and that's right where I used to go, New Missions in Léogâne.
Wow. Yeah, so we flew in, I flew into Port-au-Prince, anyway, and met the missionary and saw it, took me around, and I was like, okay, this will work out good for my kids, students in the church. So, and then the earthquake happened, and it's like, oh my goodness, we're not going to be able to go. Well, by faith, we trusted the Lord, and a couple months after the earthquake, we went.
It was desperate. It was desperate before. When I landed in Port-au-Prince, I was crying in the van, and this would be years before the earthquake. So what was that like to land in Haiti after the earthquake?
It was bad, yeah. It was the devastation, like you said, before the earthquake, and then afterwards, it was unbelievable. But we got to serve, and show the love of Christ there. And I remember thinking that my youth ministry was going to be over after that mission trip. I don't know why, I just felt like that. And then as a result of what God did on that trip and through the, the kids' lives that went on the trip, it's like, no way, I'm not done. And that was probably, I've been at King's now for 16 years, and that was about 3 years into it. So 13 years after when I thought I might be done, the Lord is still working, and we've gone back to Haiti a number of times and served and loved and built houses for people and shared the gospel with them. So it's been quite an adventure, but I said, and I'm just along for the ride with the Lord's doing. But I looked down at my notes here, right before we close out here. I wrote down on here, I never heard the gospel. I grew up in New Jersey, and I went through my whole entire, all through high school, and would come home from college, and during breaks and whatnot, and never once in my life did anyone ever attempt to share the gospel with me,
for, until that guy at the fair.
Until the fair, yeah, when I was about in my mid-20s.
So no one ever told you about Jesus. Same thing with me. I didn't know what Easter was. I stayed at a friend's house, Laird McPherson, in Poughkeepsie, New York, and his mother brought out these Easter baskets. I said, what's this all about, So as far as I was concerned, it was about Easter bunnies and baskets.
Yeah, so we have, your listeners has people all around them that are probably in that same situation. Mm. They may know some things about Jesus. They may not know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, our culture's becoming further and further away.
Tell all the world about Jesus.
But if we're waiting for people to walk in the church doors, it's not going to happen. We need to go and tell. And don't be obnoxious. Just share, even ask them questions. I love this question. I approach people and say, everywhere I go, I ask people this question, how optimistic are you about the future? And then people usually talk and they'll tell you whatever, and I just listen, and then I say, how optimistic are you about eternity? And it, all of a sudden you get this sober look on their face. It's like, wow, I don't know. It's, and then I can sense whether the person is open to hearing or not. But, unless we ask, we don't know.
Well, Jesus, the name of Jesus does offend. He said, the world hates me because I show them that their deeds are evil, and nobody wants accountability. When I was first a radical Christian, I was traveling around the country doing concerts in little churches. I had this nice family gave me hired a sign painter, and the most beautiful painting was on side of this big cargo van I had. It was a white Toyota cargo van, but it had a big golden cross, and the sermon was done very professionally, and said, "Tell all the world about Jesus. I even wrote a jingle back then. Tell all the world about Jesus. Tell them his love is true. Tell all the world about Jesus. Tell them he loves them too. Tell all the world. Anyway, so a radio show that I wanted to have when I was a kid never did. Maybe I need to pull that out of the archives. But I remember people would throw tomatoes at me, coffees at me, give me the middle finger to me. It wasn't Bright and Happy Hillel's. They were offended by that van.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I've never been that out there, out front or bold or whatever, but I'm just, you know.
I used to drive it all the way from New York to Key West, back and forth, stopping in the Carolinas and everywhere else.
Praise God, that's good.
Yeah. So what's in the future for Bob Littleton and his beautiful bride, Lynn? They have five children. How many grandchildren?
Number six on the way. So, yeah, we're excited. And
look what the Lord has done for you.
Amen. He's been good. So, yeah, we got in store. We're going to taking students on two different mission trips this summer.
Where?
Well, first one, we're going to Walterboro, South Carolina.
Stayed in Walterboro, the Hampton Inn. Why Walterboro? That's a real missionary view.
And it's a kind of impoverished community.
Oh, is it?
And the organization that we go, it's called Mission Serve.
Oh.
And they take young people into communities that they partner with the community. The community buys the materials. And the youth do the labor. We put on roofs on people's houses that can't afford to. Can you imagine living in a house, you know, and your roof is leaking, and every time it rains, you're praying, God, please help send somebody to fix my roof. You got pots and pans sitting everywhere catching drips. And a group of young people come, and they tear off the old roof, and they put on a new one over the course of a week, and sharing the good news of Jesus as they're working. And so that's what I've been doing for almost 20 years, doing roofs and building handicap ramps for people that are in need.
And you'll do that here, too.
We've done that here in town a little bit, but it's harder to get a group because you got to be fully committed, and usually when you get them out of town, they're fully committed.
I have to say, you came to my house, and I happened to have a dock on the water and could not afford to spend, you know, $25,000 to have a new dock. He came over, folks, and I thought the whole dock was wobbly. It was two little boards. He pulled them up, bought the boards, sawed the boards, hammered them in, and we got some of the stained them, and now there's no wobbliness. It was just those two boards. You literally saved me $20,000,
$25,000. Praise God. Yeah, I brought some of my students with me.
Right. Some of them did come. I forgot.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That was so nice. Now, look, before we run out of time today, you said there's another trip you're going on this summer. That was one trip is to Walterboro. Where's the second one?
The second trip, we're going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico. So oh, boy, they sure need some help down there after the devastation of the storms.
Exactly. So we're going to the southern tip of the island.
You have to learn Spanish? Gloria, Señor Jesús. ¿Cómo se llama? Me llamo Red.
Yo hablo un poco español.
Yeah.
But yeah, the more Spanish you know, the more you can connect with people, because when they see you're attempting to speak their language, you know,
it.
They usually end up knowing more than what you know. And
all right, now listen, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with Pastor Bob, youth pastor at the Baptist Church on 58th?
My email address is bob@vero.church. That's bob@vero.church.
.com,
just dot church.
Really?
Yep.
That's Bob at Vero.church.
That's it.
Cool. All right, now listen, while we've got about less than 2 minutes, I'll give you 1 minute, would you lead, somebody might be listening to this broadcast and say, I want what Bob has. I'm also an intellectual, like you, a pharmacist, who didn't know anything about Jesus. No one ever told you about him, but suddenly you started to hear about it and you wonder, what is this all about? Can you lead someone to pray?
Sure. So if God is speaking to you and you are at the point where you understand and you are ready to surrender your life to Christ, you need to first understand that he died for your sin. There's nothing that you could do to get there. It's a gift that God offers you. And when you receive a gift, you have to take it. You know, it could be dangling there in front of you. You say, oh, that's wonderful. But you have to take it. I illustrate that with a pen. That's, you know, it's like if I'm holding a pen in front of somebody and saying, this is a gift for you, and they say, oh, thank you very much, kind of thing. But until they take it, it's not theirs. And you have to take it, and you receive it by faith and by telling the Lord, saying, Lord, I realize that I am separated from you because of my choices, my selfishness, my sin. And Jesus, I understand that you died on the cross for me.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and put that in prayer form, and why don't you repeat after Bob? Would that be okay?
Sure. There's nothing magical about the prayer, but God knows the desire in your heart. You could say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. I know that apart from your work in my life, I am destined for an eternity in hell. Lord, would you forgive me? Thank you that you died to pay this penalty for my sin. God, I ask you to come into my life and make me the man or the woman that you want me to be. God, I surrender to you. I want to follow you. God, help me to know you more clearly in your word and to spend time with you each day. Jesus, I am so grateful for what you're doing in my life right now.
Thank you, Pastor Bob Littleton. Great to see you.
All right, good to see you, Red.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 or visit bathroomgrabbarspecialist.com.